I'm Joe Healy. This is Bytes by MSDN. Today we're going to talk with Scott Klein about SQL Azure. Scott, tell me about yourself in 25 words or less.
So my name is Scott Klein. I'm a SQL MVP from Wellington, Florida, the West Palm Beach area. I run a company called Blue Syntax, who focuses on Azure training and consulting.
Okay. So you're a SQL MVP. You run the SQL user group down in South Florida. You run SQL Saturdays down there. And now you're dealing with SQL Azure, which is potentially a whole different mindset in some regards for the traditional DBA and developer type. Can you tell me like the top two or three things that somebody should watch out for in that space?
The biggest thing that we're seeing talking to people, security is one thing, database size is another, backup.
Drill more into security for me.
Well, we have an issue where companies are unwilling to give up their data. They like it to on-premise, and mm-hmm. So now you're saying, well, take your data, put it out in the cloud, and who has access to that? Do I have access to that? Does Microsoft have access to that? And I think it's just a misconception or misunderstanding as we go around. People are just saying, this is a big issue. Who has access to my data?
What are some of the things people are finding attractive about the cloud versus on-premise SQL?
The whole fact of Microsoft not having to deal with the maintenance of hardware and licenses and things like that. Being able to easily migrate your data up there, not having to worry about maintaining your hardware and infrastructure. Things like that. I mean, there's a lot of pros and cons. We're seeing some excitement, but we're seeing some misconceptions, but as people start to understand it, they get really excited and say, that'll work for us.
So the whole idea that they don't have to touch the servers, provision the servers, set up the rollover
absolutely.
And failover. How are the traditional DBAs, who a lot of their role has been working with that, how are they feeling about this?
That's really an interesting question because we're seeing DBAs going, well, do I have a job after this? Are you working me out of a job? And not necessarily, and not really, because there's still the DBA factor of performance tuning, making sure that testing locally on premise before you actually roll it out to the cloud. So there's no way a DBA's job are in jeopardy.
What are your thoughts around sharding? Have you done much with the sharding aspects?
That's one of the biggest things that we're seeing because simply from the I won't want to say limitation, but simply from you have a 1 gigabyte database now and a 10 gigabyte, and now coming 50. But, people have bigger databases than that, and so how do you roll that out to the cloud? You're going to need some mechanism to get to whether you're scale out or up, be able to get performance out of them and scale out to multiple databases. So sharding is going to be very, very big.
So you've been running Blue Syntax as a professional Azure consulting company. That's pretty bleeding edge.
Absolutely.
What are some of the clients and scenarios you've been seeing come up in the clients that you're working with?
One of the things that we're seeing or that we actually saw and have been helping with, there's a company, the City of Miami wrote this application that deals with hurricane preparedness, deals with construction on homes. So it helps preempt, as the hurricanes are coming. And that's one of the beauty of things with Azure is that, you can scale up real quick during a peak season and then scale down based on your usage. And so this application was really nice in that it allowed companies to, the City of Miami to proactively track and let the end users, meaning homeowners, say, I've got this damage or, I've got this scenario at my home. Help me track that and proactively get that information to the City of Miami.
So there's been a lot of interest in the community down there. What kind of people, at some of the events that you've run, like the Azure Boot Camps, mm-hmm. I saw, everybody from the regular, small-end developers to large companies there. What's the pattern in the excitement in SQL Azure?
Well, we had an Azure Boot Camp, but there was a public sector, and there's a huge, like the City of Miami, Dade Broward. We're seeing a lot of activity there, not so much, the private sector yet. They're more, getting their feet wet, just trying to understand the technology. But it seems that those who have a need are getting out there first.
What's another technical pattern that folks would want to watch out for? So we had security. What's something that they can do proactively when they're working with Azure as a traditional developer to make their lives a little easier?
It's really interesting that there's not, the patterns really don't change much because I'm moving my database from on-premise to the cloud. I'm pointing my application up there. The patterns are more of how do I access that data from a sharding? That's going to be a big one. Sharding, security. One of the patterns now that hopefully we'll see in the next 6 to 12 months is the backup and restore capabilities that we should see coming.
Yeah, so what do you recommend right now for backup and restore when folks aren't comfortable with it up in the cloud?
Well, you know, there's you have sync services and things like that that are migrate back to on-premise, or, you know, sync back to on-premise. That's one of the things I think that's holding up people going is just the backup functionality.
So I guess as a final note, you've got a book coming out mm-hmm. on SQL Azure.
That's right.
So be a pretty good coverage of this, I guess, and you're going to have all these nice patterns mapped out for
Absolutely.
Everybody in your book, huh?
And, you know, and it's
Shameless
hard.
Shameless plug for you.
And I appreciate that. Microsoft keeps rolling things out faster than we can write, so we can't have to go back and go, wait, now we got to catch up with the functionality.
So very cool. So this has been Joe Healy with Scott Klein. Thank y'all for listening, and hope to see y'all on the next episode.